Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are in our 8 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call here on the morning shift. You can call us at 404-726-0929. I know I announced a couple of topics before, which we're talking about the competitive edge in high schools with Mic'd Up. Also, Falcons and Panthers getting set for this weekend. But we announced yesterday Bo's good news. He is going to be a dad. So him and his wife, Amy, are expecting a little girl. Yes, applause is needed in April. And so if you have any tips, feel free to call us with your dad tips.
Yeah. I've got a couple over here, Tip. I got a couple left over from yesterday for old Squid Pappy over here. Josh Payne says, enjoy as much sleep as you can. Can confirm that. That doesn't ever seem to come back. That is just gone for me.
So I'm going to get less sleep. Perfect.
Mr. Yo says, your wife's moods are going to swing wildly. Don't argue with her. It only makes it worse. Trust me on this.
So a lot of basements for Mr. Yo.
A lot of truth to that. Our girl Tish said, grace is the term you need to hold close to your heart. It's your first time. Give yourself some great and support your wife as she goes through the emotional, mental, and physical changes. Blessings to you and your family, my friend. So a lot of people weighing in. If you got something, you can still hit me up on the X at MP Johnson. I'll read it on air. Make sure Bo gets all of your thoughts, man. Like we said yesterday, Shaka said, childhood is a very short season. Enjoy every moment. I'm sure that you had a massive amount of texts and phone calls over the weekend. The phone ever stopped buzzing?
There's still some rolling in, but yeah, it was very busy Saturday and Sunday. I'm glad I was off Sunday because, you know, my phone, I needed the break from it, and my phone would have been busy trying to do a Falcons game. But yeah, a lot of positive reaction, a lot of listeners. I really appreciate all y'all reaching out and giving the congratulations and everybody being happy for us. It's a fun time. It's going to be a fun time.
Was the pink cake actually tasty? Like, was it actually good? Did you actually have any of it? Because sometimes it's like when those cakes are made for events like that, they don't actually end up tasting any good.
So we use this place right there in Woodstock called Small Cakes, and I had had a cupcake from there before, and they were really good. And so this cake came, and it's kind of like me and Dylan and Day Day were talking about this, and Dylan's like, "What kind of cake was it?" And I said, I don't know, man. It's pink on the inside, and it's white icing. I said, I guess it's kind of like a wedding engagement type cake, you know, kind of a neutral. So we did the whole reveal thing. We put the glasses in and pulled out, and so the cake's like all mangled. And I had a little bit Friday night, but I was so kind of numb and don't really remember much of about what happened, that I didn't realize it. So Saturday night, we were our neighbors, and I came home. I'm going to try a piece of that cake. And so I grabbed a fork, opened the boxes. Amy's like, I don't want it. The sweet's not working for me right now. And so I put a fork in and I had a little bite and I go, oh, that's pretty good. So I left the fork in there in case I wanted more and put it up.
But you didn't try any after you scooped it out?
No, I had this, I just don't remember. Just kind of numb to it. So I told Day-Day, I'm an animal. Because since Saturday night when I just went back and tried it, I've just left the fork in there, and I'll go in there and just dig a few bites out, eat it, close the box, put it back in.
It's a bad thing, man. Don't ever leave the fork intact. It's a bad deal.
There's a fork sitting in my cake box.
Never make the forks easily accessible.
But that's how good the cake is. Yeah. It is phenomenal cake, and I just keep going back for more. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Let's go to the lines. We got Jamal waiting on us in Atlanta. Good morning, Jamal.
How you doing?
What's up, Jamal?
Good, you?
Doing well. Got a question for you in regards to the GHSAB classification. I coach high school sports here in the Atlanta area. And for clarification, would they be reclassifying the entire school based on the athletic program results, or would it be individual sports? So my question is, there are some schools that are in the higher classification because of the school population, and they do really well in certain auxiliary sports, you know, maybe flag football, softball, things like that. But they're horrible in basketball and football. So would the entire school receive the same classification, or would they identify it per sport?
Thanks for the call, Jamal. And I'm glad you asked this, because we have had a number of people that have weighed in and chimed in on socials that have called in and asked the same question. And here's what I'll say. I have received – from the people I know that are involved in high school sports, as you know, Day-Day and everybody else that you know around here, I've received two different answers. I cannot get a clear answer. I actually text Rusty Manziel a minute ago to see if he could clarify for me, because I don't know what the answer actually is to that. Here's what I'll say, though. It only makes sense if you go sport to sport. And I think what Jamal is saying that he's kind of in fear of is that, you know, one sport's really good in football, and then they don't care if they suck in basketball because they want to stay down in football. I think that's the only way that this reclassification thing actually makes sense. But as soon as I actually get a concrete answer, and hopefully maybe Rusty Manziel can call somebody and get something, you know, kind of concrete on that, I will update everybody, because I honestly do not know. And the article that's in the AJC doesn't really outline very clearly which exactly it is either. So we'll try to figure that out.
Well, a buddy, a guy I've known since I was five, I'm not going to say where he works because he's moved around, but he said, I just heard y'all talking about the competitive balance this morning on the radio. He's like, I have some input. It's complete trash. It's very unpopular from the school standpoint and total cop-out. Now, I'm not going to say where he works and what he does, but he is involved in high school athletics. He's not a fan, and I'm asking for more input on why he doesn't like it, but there's a lot of mixed opinions on this.
All right, back to the lines we go. Will in Atlanta. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm not with the GHSA reclassifying. I'm not at all. It's almost like a participation trophy now. Mm. To be trying to make it like this. Like, for me, growing up in Atlanta, like, we played a hard region, but we might have had, like, schools like North Atlanta that wasn't good in sports. But even though they wasn't good in sports, it gave a couple of kids that went to a sorry school, it gave them a chance to showcase their talent and get recruited playing against a good team that they might not have got recruited playing against a weaker team. So I think you kind of want to be careful when you talk about reclassifying, because it might not give the kids, especially with the transfer portal now, it might not give those weaker schools that got $2 or $3 for their team, might not give them a chance to get that recruited because they won't be playing against the top competition. That's kind of like a slippery slope, what you're doing.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you, kind of what your initial sentiment is. The only thing I'll kick back on, Will, is that these schools already are not playing under the same rules. Like, if these were all the same rules and you were kind of playing that way, but when you have city schools meet county schools, meet private schools, and they're all going about it a different way, and then to your point, you talked about the transfer portal, you have school choice all over Atlanta right now, and these kids are kind of allowed to go wherever they want to go. For the most part. And so I'm with you. I don't want the participation trophy either, but I also would love just a balanced league. We talk about it. I say it all the time. The NFL is the most popular league in the world because of the fact that it's completely fair. The salary cap is fair for everybody. The draft is fair for everybody. There's no luxury tax or anything like that. So I don't know, man. I'm with you, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up on today's show. I don't really know how I feel, and I'm getting some texts now about kind of the point system it looks like they might use to reclassify based on each sport at an individual school. Man, it just – you start getting down in the weeds of this thing. There's a lot of small, you know, subcategories when it comes to some of this stuff. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on it. I'm with you off the top, though. I don't want the participation trophy. I just want everybody to be under similar rules. That's all.
Let's get in our last caller. We got Jasper waiting on us. Good morning, Jasper.
On that piece, and then I like that.
Oh, Matthew from
Great
Jasper.
Idea.
All right.
What's up, Matthew?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
I've got some experience with this, and this may have been said earlier, and I missed it, but this has been done in soccer for the better part of 20 years. I think it's, you know, change is always hard for people to accept, but it has worked very well. I think soccer uses it basically as strength of schedule, if you want to look at it that way. Also, I think soccer originally adopted because players, even at the very adolescent level, leave and go from team to team, and the teams can change dramatically within one season, within two seasons. So I know change is difficult, but it really does breed strength and allow teams to recalibrate and then get better. Please don't hang up because I'm not in my truck.
You're all right, man.
All right, well, Dylan can put you on hold so you can listen to our response. So I'm talking to some people now that work at some smaller schools, and the fear for them is it will punish a small school because if you basically what they think is that sustained success in small schools is tougher, and it's cyclical. So they might have a run that could push them up a class or two. And then when it kind of comes back down to size for them and they lose some of those players, now it might take them years to get back down to where they were. So they'll essentially be punished in that aspect, if that makes sense, because they're dealing with when you're a smaller school, it's harder to get that talent in there. So I see both sides of it from what I'm being told and hearing. I think we need to figure out if playing by the same rules. And I think that the city schools have been able to cheat the system in some ways. Not cheat literally, but play by different rules because of what they are in the city. And it's giving them an unfair advantage with some of the counties. That's what I think. And I think maybe you need to look at that aspect before you punish these smaller schools and pop them up and they have to compete for years with, bigger populations.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We have a Life of Squid up next.
I do. I'm going to talk about why Keanu Reeves is the man. And our friends
Keanu in Atlanta. Oh, Reeves. Yeah, okay.
And Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Atlanta, baby.
They're doing the right thing. I can't wait to talk about what our boy Brandon Hutchinson is doing. All next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
We are back here on the morning shift, and we were getting a lot of calls on the wake-up call stemming off of Mic'd Up about some changes coming to high school sports.
Yeah, Tiff, and a little bit of clarity from what I was just sent. And this clarity, I quotes, use quote fingers above my head because it's still kind of fuzzy, but it basically says, all schools would move class. I mean, all sports at a school would move classes, but you'd get more points and more weight, because of certain, like, certain participation in certain sports. So like if 94.9% of schools play basketball and the state champion that year would get 94.9 points. If 17.6 have gymnastics, the state champ that year in gymnastics would get 17.6 points. So it gets a little bit fuzzy, man, as you start to move down that. I know I've had a ton of interaction on my phone with people that are for and against it. But here's what I do know. The model right now, in my opinion, is broken.
Oh, absolutely.
And so hopefully something is done. I don't want it to not happen, and people are just like, well, it shouldn't happen. Something has to move and budge because there's a lack of fairness, it feels like.
But this can't be something where everyone has to have input. Small schools, you know, the small public schools, the larger public schools, private schools, city schools, they all have to have some kind of input. But I feel like it's a system that has allowed private and city schools to play by their own set of rules. The county schools have just not been able, they've just been in different play. They've been in the same playing field, but they haven't. You know, they compete against each other, but the rules are completely different. And it's just not been fair. It's almost like if half of the NCAA could pay their players and use NIL, and the other half was still under the old rule system where they couldn't. That's not, and I'm not saying that anybody players are getting paid. I'm just talking about how they can openly recruit, how they can move players in.
Yeah.
The academic part, like, not trying to throw any people out there, but Lassiter has a different a way of the way they do things than the way Cartersville or Buford does them. And it's just how it is. And that's the reality of the situation.
Can't confirm.
So you're talking about smaller schools versus the larger schools and what they were able to.
Well, and just schools that have the academic, the way they do academically and who they will allow to come into their school, where there's, you know, city schools can just openly recruit anyone and there's no ramifications.
I used to be a proponent, back when I was a lot more heavily involved in this, a proponent of allowing these schools to play one another, but having separate champions. Like, there should be a city school champion. Like, you could play, like, if Gainesville wanted to play Gwinnett County School or Buford wanted to play Gwinnett County School, that's fine. But then you get into the state playoffs, then you would have Rome versus Buford versus Gainesville versus Marietta versus whoever else is the city school. That always made more sense to me. But, again, I'm not as locked in as a lot of our listening audience is, and I'm sure there will be differing opinions on that. So,
yeah, and I was texting my buddy who's in a smaller area, and he's like, "Look, this could hamper small schools for years with things, because remember, if all sports are going in this one little formula, you might be good at football for 4 years and be affected for the next 12 because you bumped you all the way up, and then you have soccer that's doing well all of a sudden, and they're keeping you up there. So I understand. I think there's got to be, though, a happy medium. Maybe we bring in a mediator from outside. Maybe bring someone in.
Maybe some arbitration.
Yeah, just no one that ever worked for the NCAA.
Okay.
Then it will just not get right.
Oh, hey, I got an idea. Let's bring in a politician. There.
Yeah, because they always make things better. But you know who does make things better? Me. That's right. W Sauce, Fireshire. What is it? The Bloody Mary mix, Key West style. And my friends at New Realm. I met with them the other day. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. I met with my guy Chaz from New Realm, the Al Inn.
What are you cooking up?
Oh, I'm cooking up a lot. But the KSU beer is a thing, and it is tremendous. Met with them over at Twin Peaks on Friday at the Dukes and Bell broadcast. Had a good old time and threw back a few cold beers.
I like when you do sponsors on the end of this segment because you have to get through them a lot quicker before we get to break.
And don't forget the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is November 25th. You can go to the 929 The Game website, go to the events page, and you will find all the information. But I'm telling you, there was quite a little bit of movement over the weekend with people signing up. Slots are going fast. Do not be texting me in the beginning of November saying, hey, can I still play? Well, does it say you can play? No, it says that you're sold out. Well, then, you know, that's kind of like a concert. It can't get you in if all the tickets are gone. But we'll see what we can do. Just get over there, get signed up, and you can see Mike shank a ball into the pond on 14.
Look, all right. This segment is just sponsorships and events. Well, that's good event. This is a good event you're talking about, but
I'm a charitable guy who has plenty of endorsers who want to be a part of the Squid Nation, Tiff. So I appreciate you setting me up there. All right, let's get to it. Atlanta Motor Speedway, friend of the show.
Correct.
Brandon Hutchinson.
Oh, I thought you were telling me what you were going to do during the break. And
oh, no,
like,
I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that next.
All right,
friend of the show, Brandon Hutchinson and Atlanta Motor Speedway have opened the Speedway up, the campgrounds, anyways, for Hurricane Milton evacuees. So if you come up, you can come up there.
That's awesome.
That is basic. From what I'm reading, you go up there and you can. It's basically just come camp. Now, they are charging $35 a night for the spaces that have the power and the water hookups and stuff. But obviously, a lot of people just want to come. They'll buy their own supplies. They'll figure those things out. It's more about being safe and having somewhere to be safe. So really, really, really thank Brandon Hutchinson for opening that up. And he says that his quote was, "We have hundreds of acres of campgrounds, and opening up our facility is an easy choice to make. If you're in Milton's Path and looking for a place to stay, they're there for you."
They have a history. Brandon has a history of this. If you remember, Atlanta Motor Speedway, literally the haulers were pulling in for the NASCAR race when COVID hit. The day the shutdowns hit, all the drivers were arriving and people were telling them to go back home, that they were not going to race that weekend. And he basically allowed people to kind of stay there and say, look, make sure we're, separating, make sure we're not near each other, but we're not going to kick anybody out of here in terms of this. And you can stay here with your RV. I remember that as well. So hats off to them, man. And I know there's a lot of people fleeing South Florida right now, as they should. Hopefully everybody is able to stay safe.
All right. And probably my favorite, one of my favorite actors in Hollywood. I mean, the most famous line to me is, "Bodie, people trusted you and they died." Keanu Reeves, John Wick.
That was really good.
Thank you.
First Nation.
I'm a big fan. I've done it quite a bit. Keanu Reeves went and raced in a Toyota GR Cup race in Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is an amateur-focused racing series for car enthusiasts and aspiring racers. He finished 25th on Saturday and 24th on Sunday of 33. Now, I know you might be like, oh, yeah, he sucks. Well, that's pretty damn good for your first races in this kind of event. He did spin out, though, at one point. Mike, I saw him coming around the turn, and the back end, a racing turn would be the back end stepped out from underneath you.
Mm-hmm. Almost backed it in.
And it did step out from underneath him, and he kind of caught it, went through the grass, did not hit the wall, saved it. Phenomenal job. My friends at TMZ messaged me and said, hey, you want to come on and talk today about Keanu Reeves? And I said, hell to the yes. I want to talk about Keanu Reeves.
How did you become the go-to guy for this topic? How were they like, man, you know what? Let's hit that Squidbilly guy up.
Well, I'm the go-to guy for Aaron Rodgers information, too. But anyways, like, I talked about
how?
It. There is nothing – me and Tiff were talking about in the break. There's nothing Keanu Reeves can't do. The guy is in a band. He is a racer. He owns he's a part of the ownership group of a custom motorcycle company that builds custom motorcycles. Keanu Reeves is all of us if we won the lottery. He's like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. And he's a hell of a human being. For many think he's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet on the face of the earth. So, you know the Bud Light commercial used to do say, this beer is for you? Keanu Reeves, this new realm, Al In, is for you, sir. Man of the day.
Man of the day.
All right.
He is my favorite too. Everyone loves Keanu Reeves. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, we've got Ross Dellinger, who covers college football for Yahoo Sports. There's a lot to get to, especially after the shakeups that went down this past weekend in college football. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I should be asking how all of college football fans are right now, especially after the massive shakeups that went down over the weekend. What was the biggest, I mean, I would say Alabama, but I don't know. What was the biggest surprise to you?
Yeah, I would say it would probably be that one. Yeah, Vanderbilt beating Alabama, pretty significant and historic victory for them. I think it had been since 1984 that they had beaten Alabama. I think they scored the most points on Alabama since 1906. And these teams play not every year, but probably every two or three years. So it was pretty incredible and to see that happen and the goalposts get carried out. But certainly there were a lot of upsets, you know, maybe the most upsets, I think, since we on one weekend, I think, since 2007. And right now this season, in a lot of ways, shaping up to be a 2007 season, which kind of was pretty wild and chaotic and gave us a two-loss champion.
Yeah, Ross, I'm glad you brought up that 2007 season. I was about to ask you about that in particular. Look, it's 16 years ago, and everybody still kind of references the 2000 season, the parity that was, how some of the bigger teams went down, and obviously resulting in LSU being a two-loss champion, like you said. When we get 16 years from now, will what we saw Saturday become more of a norm because of the rules and regulations around college football? Or do you think that this this past weekend and this season will continue to stand above the rest as college football kind of weighs some of the things going on right now?
Well, I think we've seen so much change in college athletics over the last, especially over the last 3 to 4 years. I hesitate to even imagine what things will be like in 16 months, let alone 16 years. It's changing so rapidly. I would imagine, by that time we'll have probably more of a professional type of system in college athletics where there's direct pay to athletes, and that will almost certainly end in a further separation of those that have the high resources in college athletics and those at the lower end. We've seen a gap between those two segments of FBS. But, the upsets, if you look at the upsets over the weekend, you can really point to one thing, and that is the immediate ability for players to transfer and immediately be eligible with the transfer rule in the transfer portal. And Diego Pavia of Vanderbilt, the quarterback, I think is a good example of that. He left New Mexico State and joined Vanderbilt over the offseason, and without him they don't win that game. And I think there's a lot of cases like that where you have a player who's come in from either the lower ranks to a higher school, or sometimes from the higher ranks to a lower school for playing time, and you see them succeeding and leading a team. And oftentimes it is quarterbacks. I think I crunched the numbers right before the season, in fact, in a power conference schools, and about half or maybe 55% of day one starters at power conference schools were transfer quarterbacks. So we're seeing that have more of an effect than anything, and I'm guessing that is not going to change very much. You'll continue to have players move around probably at a pretty high rate.
Ross, a couple weeks ago, about I guess a month ago, when Notre Dame loses at home, I tell you that they're completely out of the college football playoff. But now, as Texas A&M is getting stronger and had a phenomenal win, and Notre Dame has stayed up in the voters process, and you know, I know it's just the coaches and the AP, and it doesn't count in the playoff. But now I'm starting to wonder if Notre Dame could find themselves sneaking back in with the way Tennessee lost, Ole Miss has lost. And so is there any chance in the world that Notre Dame is a part of the college football playoff at the end of the year with one terrible loss at home?
Well, in the expanded playoff version, yeah, absolutely. You know, probably in the 4-team version, you know, you wouldn't think so, right? Notre Dame would probably be out with that kind of loss. But in the expanded playoff, absolutely. Notre Dame, and I think any other team that hasn't lost more than two games is still in a lot of ways alive, especially if they haven't lost more than one game. Like Notre Dame, they're very much alive. So we're going to see, you know, the expanded playoff has five automatic qualifiers for conference champions and seven at large. So you're going to take the top, basically the top 11 teams will get in, roughly, will get into the playoff. And you look at the 10th and 11th best team of the last several years, and most of them have had two losses. Sometimes they've had three.
All right, Ross, thank you so much. We appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, that was Ross Dellinger, college football writer for Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on X at Ross Dellinger.
Yeah, interesting stuff as we kind of break ground on a number of these college football topics that we're just not used to talking about. And I think it's a good point, Bo, you bring up about Notre Dame being able to get back into it and what exactly disqualifies you from the playoff this day and age. I don't know.
Well, I thought
I honestly don't know.
I thought Ole Miss had kind of hurt themselves. A&M, I thought, was completely out after the start of the season. Now A&M's sitting at 5-1, and I'm like, okay, well, as long as Notre Dame keeps winning, their loss isn't terrible, and they're going to have good wins. It just – everything is kind of thrown in turmoil, and I want to put one little bow, and I'm tweeting with Eric about the high school stuff, and Eric, you know, brought up, he goes, hey, you know, the city schools all don't cheat to do things that don't have an advantage. You know, the Atlanta city schools aren't doing the same things that Milton and Carrollton and Cartersville and Buford are doing, and he basically uses the word cheating. I want to put something clear. Those teams aren't cheating. They're playing by the rules that they have outlined. The problem is they live by different rules than county schools. Any city school can pretty much do what they want like that. As long as it's not outside of the rules that they're confined by, they can do whatever they want. It's not cheating.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.